Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:05 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Welcome to the BP Credit Card 7 o'clock hour. On the program today, Derek Gould on the latest regarding the Cardinal hacking scandal and expected penalties to be announced within the next 2 weeks. Derek Gould with more on that in the Post-Dispatch this morning. Read it on stltoday.com. And the latest from Brian Strauss of SI on the MLS expansion. That's at 9:15. That is your captain's log, along with your texts at 855-282-8255. Your calls at 855-CUB-TALK. Same number. And you can also email in the morning after at insidestl.com for the Hot Shots email of the day. We will be at Hot Shots for our upcoming TMA Live in 2 weeks from Thursday, as a matter of fact. And that's going to be the weigh-in for Timber Fake and Ryan Kelly
for the Battle on Broadway, presented by Bud Select at South Broadway Athletic Club on Friday, February 17th.
Thank you, Bud Select, and thank you, DBs, because we'll be there for the post-match pony, and Doug DBs will have a shuttle to and fro, so park at DBs and Pony Show.
Okay.
It rhymed, Tim. Good job.
Nope. Now, they have a big golf cart I've seen back there. Is that what it's going to be, or they have got it as a big bus?
Really, you're asking Tim what the travel arrangements from DBs?
Yeah.
It's going to be?
Yeah. Hey, it almost walked.
I'll handle that, Tim. It's going to be a mode of transportation that will work out beautifully.
All right.
Tim, the 24/7 videos, have they started those yet?
We will be releasing them coming up here over the next week.
Have you gotten reports on Timberfake's training?
I can tell you this. Nick Yale, what up, y'all, posted on the fan page that after witnessing both, what do you call them, Doug? Stormy
combatants.
Both stormy combatants training, he said this fight is going to be a lot closer than many think. Provocative from photojournalist Nick. What up, y'all? Yeah.
Hold on, Nick. This is for you.
Well, Timberfake has very, very small hands, but they're somewhat pincer-like.
Wait,
and he uses them as pistons, and he's got a puncher's chance, and of course he holds the strap.
Yes, he does.
So it's up to Ryan Kelly, the mortgage guru, mortgage expert as well, to prove that he can take the strap. And hopefully buy a better one, because this particular strap came from the dollar store.
Woo, sexy, ain't it?
And well, not really. And so it'd be nicer to have a better strap. Hopefully,
well, what
that
about,
will come
but
out
Doug, of that's all well and good. But what about the styles of the two fighters?
Well, what about them?
I'm asking you for some insight how they'll meld into an entertaining. Entertaining bout, Doug.
Well, I've never seen Ryan Kelly fight, so
well,
I don't know.
You saw him punch the wall a few times.
I saw him shadow box, and he looked like a scrappy little welterweight.
Well, you never watch hockey, and you come up with beautiful things about the game.
Well, no, so I watch a little hockey. I've seen some hockey. I haven't seen the scrappers.
It was great seeing you in person Saturday, Tim. You're the best. It's from the Hipster of Tower Grove South. Go. I don't recall seeing the Hipster of Tower Grove South. Iggy, congratulations on an outstanding bowling outing at St. Charles Lanes. And let me say something, Doug. Honest to God.
Let him say it, Doug.
Yeah, because you're ready to interrupt me.
Mm-hmm.
As I was driving out there on Saturday afternoon, I made it a conscious effort to not send out an invite to the entire station. As I've said a billion times on the show, I'm very conscious of not making people even feel like they need to do something outside of work hours. I consider weekends sacred, family, friends, or just an opportunity to get away, and I don't like to bother people on weekends unless it is deemed absolutely necessary. So we had an event the previous weekend. I know we have the fight coming up in a couple of weeks, so then, to have 3 or 4 weekends or 3 or 5 weekends with events, I was laying off that. And then I get there thinking, honestly, I was probably going to be the only person from the station outside of you. And I knew that Cam Jansen and TJ were planning on being there. And then to see the cat who brought his lovely wife, Erin, and his son, Tyler, who can flat out bowl, by the way.
Yep.
And Doug was there. And you had TJ Moe and Cam Jansen, as I made reference to. And also Matt Whitener from The Line Change, and Travis Terrell from We Are Live, and Dave Green, our vice president of sales. And I feel like now I'm going to start missing people.
Carly was there.
Carly got there, I guess, after I had to leave. If there were other people there, that the point in the whole thing is I was really happy to see how many people came out to support your event, sir.
You say it all the time when we have these events, Timmy, and when you post something saying, thank you for all the compliments. I had nothing to do with it. I posted yesterday that honestly, without you, we wouldn't be doing any of these things, but I had nothing to do with this. I came up with the idea. That's it. I just pushed the idea. It was basically the Inside STL team that did it all. Danny Packer, Brendan Marks, Melissa Marr, Dave Green. I did nothing but just say, hey, we're having a bowling thing. They did everything. So hats off to them. But I think we had 60 bowlers, and then there were probably another 40 people hanging out. So 100 people showed up, and everybody had a good time.
Well, I disagree, because you set it up where it was fun for us. You gave Tyler his own lane to bowl, so thank you. And this was about Iggy. You had a good turnout because everyone did it for Iggy. That's the truth, Iggy.
Well, they did it for the station because we put on good events. You know, we have a great staff. Anytime we come up with ideas and AFC, NFC party, success. The boxing is going to be a success. Golf, beyond success. Jay mentioned we're having another one in May, and there were like 100 people saying, we got our team. Jay had to go sign up in April. Yep. But they come to the events, so it's it was a fun night. It's anytime you have an event where you see everybody having fun, then you know it's a success.
It was fun.
The golf tournament, by the way, is going to be May 12th. Doug, circle it on your calendar, if you will.
I don't really have a calendar.
May 12th for the second annual Free Dotem Open, in which many people think he will be liberated.
Oh, do they now? Do people know anything at all about jurisprudence?
About
paying your debt to society? This suspension of dotems is indefinite, gentlemen. I thought I made that perfectly clear.
Boy, you're a hard man.
Yeah. I've already turned down unlimited free pizza for life, so it's going to take quite a bit.
Well, you didn't think you'd actually get free
pizza. No, I didn't.
Pizza,
really. That's why I turned it down.
It was a great time, guys. Iggy was a sharp-dressed man Saturday. It's from the 8:30 Recreator.
He wasn't quite as sharply dressed as the team I saw with bowling shirts that said fan pinners on them.
You like that?
Yes. Is that a regular team, or did they get those shirts just for that moment?
They actually had those made up for Gobble Bowl and then put the same team together. Scott Markham, Chrissy Blake, Cletus Watson. They all bowled together again and wore their shirts. Not as good as the shirts next to me and Brother Abear's team.
What'd they have?
Can I say it to me?
Yeah, of course.
They were the Weisberger Appliances team. Which you're not on the fan page, you wouldn't know what's going on there.
What does that mean?
You're not on the fan page.
Okay, but it wouldn't mean much to anybody else who's listening to this show.
Yes. It means something to 5,000 great Americans.
They all knew it.
Weisberger Appliances.
Yes.
You know what was amazing? Watching Cam Jansen bowl.
So throwing the ball, he was using a 12-pound ball, and he was throwing it around 90 miles an hour down the lane.
And he would walk up slow, and I said this... at a great distance so he wouldn't hear it, of course, because that's the way I do it.
Right.
But he kind of walked up like Frankenstein, fire, bad, very slowly, and then he would release a rocket, and the pins would just scatter. And then TJ Moe would just go up there and just kind of flip it with this little curveball, and both of them were outstanding. And that's the difference between real athletes and guys who talk about sports like they're great athletes on the radio.
Whoa. Iggy looked like a PBA bowler. Did you see him?
I didn't get a chance to see Iggy.
Just like the guys you see on TV, that's about what Iggy looked like.
Well, thank you. Everybody was watching you bowl, though.
I think the first five frames, you had strikes the first five frames, didn't you? And you one of them didn't count because there was a scoring snafu of some kind.
But you were wearing new jeans, too, so I think
I wasn't wearing
a lot
new
of people
jeans.
Were distracted. And the French fries were great.
That's the key. I didn't have any fries.
Oh, I had a cheeseburger and fries. Oh, it was great.
St. Charles Lanes does have good food.
It was really funny. Good job.
Yeah, I enjoyed Doug bowling on our pair. He was critiquing every shot he threw.
Yeah.
God, how did I miss that? How did that
it's
not
part
work?
Of being self-aware.
One of the worst games I've bowled in a long time.
What'd you roll, baby? What'd you roll?
I'm embarrassed to say.
No, go ahead and share it.
You're not going to be more embarrassed than me.
135. Iggy wrote it down. I changed it to 185. It was really easy to make the 3 into an 8 right. for the official score, but 135.
Our team finished 10th out of 10 teams. But we had fun. Our girl, one of our girls got the low score. She got the horse's ass, donkey's ass. I'm not sure what the trophy was.
Did that embarrass her?
No, hey, she was happy. Big smile on her face. And
thanks for bowling so poorly, a horse's ass. It's kind of what the trophy says.
You know, I was horrible, so I immediately blamed the floors not being oiled properly. And the,
well, they did seem to be oiled
house,
to Iggy's.
And the house balls were not.
They were oiled to Iggy's specifications for his own curveball. Oh,
they oil them the same way every time.
I was atrocious. So then I pretended like it was like an NHL All-Star game where I didn't care, and it was just a joke anyway.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can do that again. I always like bowling.
I'll make it a 9-pin no-tap next time. That way.
9-pin no-tap,
Doug. What the hell is that?
Every time you get a 9, you get a strike.
Before we went on the air, like, we know what that is. And then Plowsy jumped in. Yeah, that would have been great.
9-10 no-tap.
If you get a 9 on your first ball, it counts as a strike.
Well, that's quicker. Not bowling, though.
But it goes quicker when you have, you know.
Well, but you're not there to see how quickly you can get in and out. You're there to have fun.
Well, Brother Hebert would have shot 900 if we made a 9-pin no-tap.
Well, we don't need no-tapping.
All right, for you, no.
Whitener and Travis were good bowlers, too. They scattered the pins, too.
Scattered the pins, Doug.
Like I would just get up there, and I'd throw it as hard as I could. It'd take about 4 minutes to get down there. And these guys are just, like, knocking pins everywhere.
Well, I think Iggy would tell you it's more about placement than power.
I didn't have that either.
Mm. Well, it was a fun event.
Well, it was fun. Thanks to everybody who came out.
And we have another one coming 2 weeks from Friday night, Doug. The battle on Broadway.
Well, you can hardly say it's such a big event, you can hardly even utter the sentence battle without taking Broadway. A step back and just admiring what we've done, or what you've done.
We.
Yeah. Now, how big are the gloves will these be, these palookas be using? Has that been settled?
Yes, by the company that's handling the boxing.
I think there's a message for today. Let's not pepper Tim with too many questions about things that aren't in his jurisdiction.
Right. Oh, well, all right.
There's delegation, is what we call it.
You probably want a little bigger gloves so they don't hurt quite so much.
Yes, Mike.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hey, I was there, too.
Yeah, we saw you there.
It's great to see you, Mike.
Carlos came late.
Well, how'd that go?
Yeah, Jim Hayes saw me, Carla.
Yep, I saw, and it was the look of a happy couple.
Yeah, you saw me, Carla, hold hands.
I did.
Is it really?
Love was in the air.
You had a present for her, too, didn't you?
Yeah, and I'm going to see Carla again Friday.
Oh, you are?
What are you guys doing on Friday? What are you going to do on Friday?
I'm going to meet her at down Southtown Club.
Nice.
Southtown Club?
Yeah, this Friday. Carla.
Where's the Southtown Club?
The one like you could sing karaoke and dance in there.
No. You could sing karaoke.
Karaoke.
And Carla says she worried about me, Penny, she say.
She's worried about Penny honing in on your personal time?
Carla says she worried about me, Penny.
She's worried. Oh, yeah. She's worried that you're breaking up with Penny or what? What's she worried about?
She worried about me and Penny. Carla say that.
Yeah,
she doesn't want you to see Penny anymore?
She's worried that Penny's a rival.
I don't know. She just said she worried about me, Penny.
Okay, no more specifics than that.
We get the idea,
Yes. Hey, Jim, hey, what you think about me, Carla, on Saturday?
I was very impressed because you look like a very contented couple.
The smitten kitten.
She wants to spend time with me. You see that?
She was kind of following you around.
Yeah. I'm going to see her again Friday.
At the Southtown Club.
Yeah, I'll be dancing with her, too, over there.
Damn, Gina.
Well, Mike, do you have anything to say to Jim Hayes this morning?
Well, I just asked Jim Hayes, do he saw about me calling?
Right. I think what it means is anything for Doug.
Do you have anything to say to Jim Hayes this morning?
Hey, you want to cut? I'm going to call the radio talking Carla.
See, okay. It doesn't work.
Still stuck on Carla. But, if you were to say something to Jim Hayes this morning,
what would that be? With his girl.
Huh?
If you were to say it like a parting shot to Jim Hayes, what would you say?
Can I take a whack at this? Hey, Mike.
What would you say to Jim Hayes?
Anything for Doug.
Anything to say to Jim Hayes.
Hey, Jim Hayes, Carla loved me.
I know. And I saw that, and it was great.
But if we were to wrap this up and you had a parting word for Jim Hayes, what would it be?
Love.
She hold my hand, you see that?
I can't get past it.
Doug Kent, may I? Anything for Doug.
Or Jim.
Hey, Doug.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
You don't know how to bow.
I know. Well, that much is true. That's true.
You bow like a small peanut.
All right, pot him down.
Do gentlemen with small genitals tend to struggle in the field of bowling? Marshall Holman was big, wasn't he?
I have no idea, but he was good for a long time.
Kiki Chuck.
Yeah. Marshall Holman. Yeah. Earl Anthony as well.
Oh, he was well hung?
I don't know, but he was a good player.
That was the conversation.
Well, I was talking about bowling scores.
Did Mike mention Carlo? We ever figure out if he was Michael's consigliere or not? Thanks, Mario, Chicago.
He was not.
Tim, I saw you at the brew house on Saturday night. I can die happy now. Thanks. That's from Lenny Dykstra's curious sister.
Let's back off the lemonade just a wee bit.
Can you enjoy yourself there without knowing that eyes are burning holes in you?
I don't think of that. I actually don't.
Well, I'm trying to plant the seed right now.
Because I'm sitting there and I'm like, why would people even know what I look like? You know? I haven't been on television in Doug Lowe so many years. Mm-hmm. You're like that? It's almost 12 years, really. Lowe so many years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
I guess it was.
So I was just up at the bar talking to my compadre and business partner, Steve Souls.
Human ashtray.
No. Absolutely not. And I was only up there for a beer, and then I bolted like the wind. Like the wind, I say.
You had even cooler places to go?
No, just went home to hang out with my Italian-American wife.
Oh, that was a thrill for her.
Yeah, I mean, any chance a woman gets a chance to hang out with me, yeah, that's got to be hot.
She didn't suggest that you go out in a group or anything?
A group setting?
Yeah.
I don't know. We just got to know each other. What do we even watch on Saturday? Doug, what do we watch on Saturday?
Battleship or something?
I wasn't there.
We might have played Battleship now that you bring that up. What the hell did we watch?
Because
now that we're caught up on Game of Thrones, we're trying to figure out what the next play is for our next show. And I haven't seen The Wire. Everybody goes, oh my God, you got to watch The Wire. That might be the best one of them all. So that might be our move. But now that I've got Larry Sanders on HBO Go, I'm just going through Larry Sanders like nobody's business. That's where I am.
Show.
I can't get enough of it. And I'm telling you, that Arthur, his producer, he uses the word delight. And I think of you every time, sir. I think of you every time. I think of you every time, sir. I think of you every time.
Okay.
Have you watched Blacklist?
I have not. What is that? I don't even know what it is.
James Spader.
Is it like a network thing, though?
It's on NBC.
Yeah, probably not.
There's no nudity, but.
Probably not on NBC.
It's a good show.
In the book, after Fredo was shot, they pushed him in the water and a shark ate his body. It's from Danny Jambone. Weren't they at Lake Tahoe?
No, there's not sharks in Lake Tahoe.
There are hammerheads.
There aren't hammerheads.
Tim, I was also at Kirkwood Brewhouse this weekend. Thanks for sending over the free apps. Love, Elliot from West Virginia.
Tim will do that. If you go to the brewhouse, always, and Tim is there, always, and you say you listen to the show, always expect some free food. Tim will do that.
In the brief time I was there, at least up at the bar, having Doug a pint. You like that, having a pint?
I don't really care for it, no.
A waitress came over and said, oh, you're Tim? And I said, yes. And she goes, I got to show you this. And it was somebody had written on the receipt, hashtag free dotum. So that's now making its way to the Kirkwood Brewhouse, Doug.
Great. And as I understand it, if they write that there is no charge for the meal?
It's a better information.
That's not the case?
I am a minority partner.
Instead, they should just say to the waitress, I don't need the check. This one's on Timmy.
Tim, the play is to watch Game of Thrones a second time and then a third, and then you may know what's actually going on. That's from the White Collar Gangster. Khaleesi or Cersei?
I don't think I've gotten an answer yet.
I don't think I know who either one of them is.
I agree with Iggy for once. Blacklist is a good show. It's from the 618. That's what the girl who's all tatted up? I think I've seen promos for it, if I'm thinking of the right thing.
No, that's Megan Boone.
Debbie Boone?
Oh, yeah.
And I was right when I said we were talking about the Villages last week, and I couldn't remember who the developer was, but it was some celebrities.
Lee Majors and Tanya Roberts, right?
Yeah, that's something else.
That no, was that's like a fake Tahiti timeshare.
That's
somewhere.
Tahiti Village, yeah.
They have one pool, and that's where they do the commercials for it. The rest are shacks.
It was actually Megan Boone's grandfather was the developer of the Villages in Florida.
Pat Boone.
Is it Pat Boone?
I don't think Pat Boone was related to Megan, but...
How many Boones can there possibly be?
There are six. There are actually six.
Daniel.
Ron Boone. Remember he was a shooting guard?
Yeah. Bob Boone.
Aaron Boone.
Brett Boone.
Yeah, there's your Boone family. And they are related
Boone from
to
Animal House.
Oh, yeah.
The baseball Boones are related to Daniel Boone.
We ought to get him on.
Well, Daniel Boone's dead.
Well, still. The Tat Girl in Blind Spot. Horrible show. Thanks, Kaskaskia River Monster.
All right, then. I guess it's a bad show now.
Tim, my favorite thing to watch is Doug's Toilet Cam. It's from Hipster Tower Grove South.
Awful.
Cersei plowed her brother, Khaleesi all the way. It's from the 217.
Yeah, we had the discussion last week.
That's right. We'll have it again.
This is the Shrewsbury Seminary student, Doug.
Well, hello, Shrewsy. Hello, Shrewsy.
How come this guy does this all the time?
Shrewsy!
And then he's not there.
It's his thing.
Yeah, that must be his move.
All right. All right.
You really have a toilet cam?
No.
No.
No, sir.
What do you do? Like, people can pay to watch it?
Guys, am I the only one that remembers, like, 2 weeks ago that Iggy said he would bang Sansa Stark over both Khaleesi and Queen Cersei? That's from the 314. Iggy, you can set the record straight.
Yeah, I said that. I said, I think she's the most beautiful girl on the show. Did I say something different today?
Doug?
This guy seems to want a retraction.
I would bang Sansa out of all of them.
Now retract that right now.
I'd bang all three of them.
Okay. What are the names? Sansa, what is this?
And I'd let the Kingslayer watch.
Huh. Doug, that's Jaime Lannister, a gentleman.
That's the Kingslayer?
Yep.
All right. And he's allowed to view the proceedings.
I think he's smitten over Brienne of Tarth or Brienne of
Tall
Tarth.
Drink of water.
Ugh, yeah. Well, she got naked, and that's not a bad ass for a lady that's not that attractive.
She got naked?
Easy.
Yeah, when they let him take a bath, and her and Jaime were in the same bath, and she got in.
They show frontal, or was that just back?
Just back.
That's why I don't remember.
No frontal with Backle.
Timmy, Mr. Robot is the play. That's from Ernie Borgnine's back hair.
What is Mr. Robot?
Mr. Robot is actually one of the producers of that show. It was in my Sigma Chi Doug Zizi chapter at the University of Missouri, class of 94. Well, class of 98, but we were the pledge class of 94, brother Chad Hamilton. And so every time they win awards, Christian Slater's won awards and the show's won awards, there's my frat brother, Chad Hamilton, up on the stage.
Nice.
In hoke. In hoke, brother Chad. Guys.
What does that mean?
In hoke signo incus?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I can't tell you that. I mean,
oh, it's a secret society.
Fraternity secrets.
All right.
Sansa and Queen Margaery are better than Khaleesi and Cersei. Who's Queen Margaery, Doug?
I haven't a clue.
She's, God, did she? No, she, did she get out when they blew up,
Doug? This is for Doug.
I've never seen the show.
She was the...
I've seen
the
5 minutes at a time. And I'm channel surfing. I say, everyone talks about this. I think I watch. All I watch, I see people standing around an old castle staring at each other.
She's been
Nothing ever happens.
She's been the queen of two of the kings. She was married to Joffrey. And then she married Joffrey's little 10-year-old brother when he became
king. That's not creepy or anything.
Well, it's back in those days. You did those things. You were.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
Well, she married the dude and he was like 11 when he became king.
This is a TV show.
Were there 11-year-old kings? Was that a standard thing back then?
Yes, I think my brothers are hot.
If you're in succession, yes. Well, if you're banging your brother, you're up for pretty much anything.
Okay.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Kingslayer and, what's her name? Cersei, is it?
Cersei.
Okay. Yeah.
How is an 11-year-old going to run a kingdom, Iggy?
Well, he's got his king's court around him telling him what to do.
Well, they hired Quinn Snyder in 99.
He's got the hand of the king who helps him.
Doug, Natalie Dormer plays Queen Margaery.
She does. She was also the queen in the Tudors. She got labeled a queen, I guess, all of her shows she's in. the Tudor, she was a queen. This, she's a queen.
Guys, if I were around, I'd pal around with the midget and bang all the whores in Little Fingers Whorehouse. Thanks. That's from the 217.
We didn't need that.
Tim, you and Anna Marie should start watching The Americans. You'll love it. That's from Scott, who recently relocated to Alpharetta, Georgia.
We don't need to know where you're living now.
That's a suburb. That's a good one, too. The
suburb
Americans.
Of Atlanta, right? Alpharetta?
The Americans is what? Some sort of espionage kind of secret...
Yeah, it's like a secret, Cold War espionage deal, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that Netflix?
I think it's Amazon Prime, and I don't know if I have that. I don't know. Like I said, I'm on a Larry Sanders kick. It puts me in a good place every time I watch it.
I can't... I have HBO Go. My niece's husband gave me his password. Because
it seems to be a theme of the producing staff.
Well, my cable company doesn't subscribe to HBO Go, so I couldn't get a password. This Cable America is just a joke.
Well, try Charter.
Live Read?
You have that option?
Well, sure, I can switch it anytime I want. I kind of like my cable company. I have like 400 channels, but I can't get HBO Go. So I got my niece's husband, and my smart TV, this Vizio that I have, isn't HBO Go capable. I can't download the app.
Don't you have like a little tiny cable company where they know you, and when you have a problem, they just come to your house?
That's it, Cable America. I'm the only customer, I think, left.
Doug, Americans is flames. Thanks, Butch McGuire.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a long time. Americans is flames.
Tim, please pick a show and announce it so I can watch the same thing.
Okay, let me.
3 and 4.
Don't we have anyone finding Bigfoot last night? They were in Nashville because they had reports of many sightings, Tim.
Ooh, and many sightings.
So they thought, well, these Squatches must love country music.
So I'd heard that.
I would think so.
So they got a country music singer to go out in the woods on their overnight investigation where she sang, and they didn't find Bigfoot. But
didn't see him this time?
As is their custom, they did pronounce that Nashville is Squatchy.
Did they happen to get 6 or 7 seconds of video of what looked like a man in a monkey?
No, they don't even get that
into the woods.
They have this thing where it's weird how they think they know Bigfoots, even though they've never seen them and have no proof that they exist. They think that Bigfoots take a stick and knock it against a tree knock. So they're out in the woods with all this high-tech equipment hitting a stick against the tree and listening for a Bigfoot.
And if they hear any sound, maybe it's a bird or something, coyote in the distance. It's got to be. No, it's got to be him.
What was that?
Doug, I love all the hot bi and gay action that goes on in Game of Thrones from time to time. I tell my wife it's gross, but really I'm hiding my throbbing hog.
Oh.
Guy who's into big
Do you know what a bear is?
Big fat guy. A lot of body hair, like a bear.
What was the name of the last gay bar you went to?
The Buggy Whip in Palm Springs. Last time I was there, I went home with a guy named Jose.
How did they do that scene and not break up laughing?
That was one of the teams Saturday. Jose from the Buggy Whip.
Oh, really? And how'd they fare?
I don't think they won because I didn't announce them as a winner, but...
How could you do that as an actor and not just burst out laughing every time you did it?
Well, he nails that role.
He does. Johnny Voight, sir. Johnny Voight.
He's good. Like a bear.
Tim, check out Shameless. Back-to-back texts. What about Shameless?
Great show.
Doug, have you ever seen Shameless?
No.
Did William H. Macy win a Screen Actors Guild Award last night for that? Kind of an upset.
That's
Jeffrey
the only...
Tambor, i.e. Hank Kingsley from the Larry Sanders Show, always wins. But last night, William H. Macy, I think that was the category.
Yeah, he didn't win for the Golden Globe either for his portrayal.
Who won the Golden Globe? Doug, who won the Golden...
It's a shame we can't give these actors more awards. Because the one thing they need is frankly, more awards. They don't get enough of them. You wait a week and a half, we'll have another one. We'll have the Emmys or the Oscars or something else. People's Choice Awards, because we just don't shower quite enough praise on people who take what someone else has written and then act it out.
You don't have a favorite actor or actress?
I do.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean we need to have an award show every other weekend, do we?
Well, the reason why the award shows are on television is people watch them.
I understand that.
So people are interested.
Who's your favorite actress, bro? Lana Rhodes?
No. No. I think Tom Hanks is my favorite actor.
One time I shot like a cuckold scene with like my dad and my brother, and that was a lot of fun to shoot.
All right.
I think I'm a Kevin.
Wouldn't have been that girl.
I think I'm a Kevin Spacey guy. Pretty much anything he's in is usually good.
New House of Cards coming out in like 2 months.
They don't watch that.
Oh, you haven't watched that? You would love that.
What is it?
You
on?
Would love that.
What is it?
That's
on?
Netflix, baby. You would love that.
And apparently, we do have Netflix. My wife said, "I heard you say we don't have Netflix." I go, "Why do we have it? We never
it's
use
two
it."
Two clicks of a button, and all of a sudden, you're watching a great program. You'll be locked in on House of Cards.
The reason why I didn't use it was because you can't like download it. You can't watch it like on a plane. Netflix.
No, is that right?
Yeah. Really? So when I travel and stuff, I just get off a movie off iTunes. Put on my
actually
phone.
You can
the Plowhawk, everyone,
you can get I'm pretty sure you can go on the Netflix website, sign into your account, you'll have like a username and password obviously, and then you can actually just watch it on your iPad.
No, but flights don't have that kind
of
Wi-Fi.
I guess the capability
of
Wi-Fi. Yeah. Yes, that is true.
All right,
think
so
about
you may
paying
step
for the
down
Wi-Fi, but you have the option to pay for that Wi-Fi, correct?
They have Wi-Fi on planes.
No, but you cannot stream with the Wi-Fi on planes. They say it's not for movies. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, it might be true. I don't know.
They have some programming where that's available, like whatever airline you're flying. But if you try to stream like a movie service like Netflix, it don't work.
Doug, we welcome our audience to get involved. 855-CUB-TALK. 855-CUB-TALK. Derek Gould with us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. We are going to be joined by him on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. The Appliance Discounters coming soon to Concord Plaza on South Lindbergh. They have 6 area locations. About to have 7. They're on Manchester Road in Baldwin, Watson Road in Webster Groves, Bass Pro Drive in St. Charles, Water Tower Place in Arnold, Delore in South St. Louis, and North Illinois Street in Fairview Heights. The Appliance Discounters. No 800 numbers for customer service with the Appliance Discounters. They have their own service department. Go online at theappliancediscounters.com. It's the BP Credit Cards. 7 o'clock hour here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. BP Credit Cards. Support the sponsors and make sure that you take advantage of this great offer. Only 2 more days to do it, today and tomorrow, with BP Credit Cards. They have been the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour for all of January. And for a limited time, open a new BP credit card account and get $20 paid as a statement credit after your first BP purchase within 60 days of opening a new BP credit card account. Subject to credit approval. See station for details. Offer valid through tomorrow. Yeah, there is a bit of breaking news this Monday morning. Doug and I read. You like that when somebody says that? And
well, it sounds kind of important, so I guess I do like it.
The wait is over. It's time to reveal the best in the sports radio format for 2016. But before you sprint ahead to see who made the list, let me first explain the process for assembling these results. The first thing is to remember is that this is an inexact science. Our panel consists of 53 radio industry members, and they each have different insights and preferences and may or may not favor members of their own company.
No, that never happens.
Wait, they may or may not. Okay.
Who is this coming from? What's the source?
Jason Barrett.
Oh.
Iggy, you need to respectfully withdraw from this particular conversation. Respectfully is what Iggy's going to do. I try to keep things fair and balanced by involving executives from multiple companies in different cities across the United States. But beauty, Doug, is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay.
You should know that I do not vote on these awards. My role is to present the findings of the sports radio industry and present them from a neutral point of view. Once the project is completed, I will write a column and offer my analysis and takeaways on what stood out.
Can't wait for that.
Would you like to hear the top 20? I honestly don't know if we made it.
Sure. Sure. Let's hear the top 20 because I'm sure we'll be familiar with all of them. Or none of them.
Right. Number 20, Danny Cilio.
Oh, Silzy. Oh, yeah. Boy. I want to take needs to be made. He'll bring it hot.
Dan Cilio is in San Diego.
Sure. Well, congratulations, Silzy.
Home of the Padres. Number 19, you thought that this would be the way it is, and it is. Cooley and Kevin.
Yeah, expected that. Expected that. Cooley and Kevin, those two work well together.
You know, they were in a different market, and they were Kevin and Cooley.
Yeah, but they switched the name around, and I think
it worked
better.
Some just a juxtaposition worked.
They're in Washington, D.C. Number 18, Joe Rose. Doug, you know him.
Oh, I know Joe Rose. I once gave Joe Rose a paper cut and opened up a blood on his ear.
Oh, was that from nibbling on his navel?
No. While he was still a tight end for the Dolphins, he did some work at Channel 7 in Miami. He was a good player.
And then so you cut him.
And we had a thing going where we would try to give each other paper cuts. And once I took just a standard 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and dragged it across the bottom of his ear and opened up a nasty cut.
Ah.
I had to run for my life. He's a big gentleman.
That's a weird thing because he also worked with Mark Bavaro back in the day, and they used to have pillow fights.
You and Mark Bavaro played at Notre Dame.
No, that's not the case. No. But Joe Rose, yes.
Number 17, Mad Radio, Houston.
All the mad ones. Yeah. Boy, they are angry down there in Houston.
Well, I don't know. In the picture, one gentleman is dressed up like his Uncle Sam.
Well, he's mad about he's mad about un-Americans. He's mad about people that take shots at this fine country.
Number 16 is Schlereth and Evans in Denver.
Yeah.
Mark Schlereth.
Schlereth and Evzy. Yeah.
Doug, they're on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Is he not on ESPN anymore? I haven't seen him there for a while.
I don't know.
I don't know that I saw him this football season. Maybe quit to go for
number 15. I thought these guys would be in the top 15. Thought they might be a little higher. Jamie and Stoney.
I had him on my list. Yeah. That Jamie, boy, when he breaks down a football game, it stays broken.
Any thoughts on Stoney's work?
Well, Stoney's kind of the sidekick. I like Stoney. I think he adds something to the program. I'd like to see him deliver a little more forcefully, particularly in baseball.
You feel like his takes on the Tigers aren't hot enough?
Yeah, he's a little slow in baseball.
It's time somebody holds Miguel Cabrera accountable up there. Number 14, this is Producer Joe's show. Mitch in the Morning in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime we would have issues on the show and I go, where the hell is Producer Joe? He'd be on in the back on the phone with Mitch Levy in Seattle. Joe's on with Mitch in the Morning. Is Mitch paying him? Mitch in the Morning.
Mm-hmm. Joe is probably still on the program now. Probably why he quit
giving
here.
Bachelor recaps in Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Number 13. We still haven't made it, but I thought we'd be top 10.
I don't think so. I wouldn't count on it.
Shannon RJ.
Oh, Shannon RJ. Yeah.
What list are you reading? Because look.
Holy crap. I don't know. I'm reading the list.
I thought.
Hold on a second. Let me get through this because I don't know because I need to dig into something. Here.
Right.
Number 13, Doug, Shan and RJ.
Shan and RJ. Robbie Jones is RJ, and I think I never saw it coming. I think he had a print background.
Number 12, Doug and Woof.
Dougsy and Woofsy. Yeah.
Ron Wolfley, who I believe spent some time with the St. Louis Football Cardinals
and the St. Louis Rams.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Like the 95?
Right when they got here.
Chris Miller, the quarterback.
One of the greatest interviews ever.
Was he?
Yeah.
Those guys tend to go into broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Doug and Woof. Number 11.
11.
The Power Trip.
Oh, sure, the Power Trip.
They're in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They bring it hard and hot.
I'm not familiar. They don't have the names there, but the gentleman in the middle is kind of posing with a smirk.
Is he? Well, you never know what he might do or what he might
sometimes
say.
Sometimes seems to be a thing in radio. That's I never kind of understand it.
Yeah, there's a beauty of the show. He's just kind of a loose cannon, really.
So you know this guy from your time in Rochester?
His nickname is The Answer. There's always one guy,
like
The AI? Answer. Because they got all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, now we're in the top 10. And, and you thought this would be it? Well, here you go. Brock and Sock.
Brock and Sock. Yeah. Now, those are their real names, too. And that's why they were paired together. They thought, what if we got two guys named you right? And there they are in the top 10.
And sometimes Brock will say something, you go, where is this guy coming from? And then Sock will say something, and you're like, now I'm totally lost.
Right.
Number 9.
Somehow it works.
Anthony Gargano in Philadelphia. I've interviewed him. When the Rams played the Eagles in the NFC Championship game, I went up there, and I interviewed him. He was doing middays at that time at WIP.
Garnsey's got a hard edge to him. You know,
do you know him? I thought you were making a hand gesture there, the cat.
No, I'm trying. What list are you reading off?
I know where I'm going.
Okay.
Number 8, Doug Murph and Mac. They're in San Francisco.
Murph and Mac, sure.
I'm not familiar with either one of them. Number 7, the Sports Junkies in D.C.
Oh, the Junksters, yeah.
Number 6, this is where I thought we would be.
No, not there either.
I thought 3.
Mulsey
and Hensley.
They're in Chi-Town stand-up, 670 The Score. Did your brother have something to do with The Score?
Yeah, back in the day.
He
Does he
know Mulsey or Hensley?
I think he was the one that got him on Barrett's list.
Oh, is that right? Number 5.
Power broker.
Number 5. Number 5 is Angelo Cataldi. Now, he's at WIP. WIP, big doings in Philadelphia.
Oh, he's been there forever, too, that guy.
Yeah, he has, hasn't he?
They do the Wing Bowl.
That Wing Bowl's huge. And he's with Al Morganti on his show. And Al Morganti used to be like ESPN's eyesight reporter when they carried NHL. Number 4, Kirk and Callahan. And didn't that used to be Dennis and Callahan? I've heard of that one. Or is his name Dennis Callahan? That's a huge show, WEI.
You're arguing with yourself. Big,
I am. I thought somebody might.
Big show.
The Musers. They're number three, Doug. They're
Tony?
The Ticket in Dallas. Oh. Ticket in Dallas and W. Back-to-back-to-back station. These are stations, sports talk radio, when it really works in a market, it's more this way as opposed to, like, serious sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what WIP does, kind of jack around. WEI and The Ticket, same deal. Ticket in Dallas has been killing it for years.
Oh,
the Musers. And then number two, Doug, you said it, Tutcher and Rich.
Tutcher and Rich. A lot of people didn't think Tutcher would ever be freed from the charges. But he got the lawyer, and there he's right back on the air.
And number one, who do you think is number one?
Number one, Mike and Mike?
No. Didn't make the list.
I'm going to say Ed and the Easter Bunny.
No.
Nick and the Badger?
No, may it rest in peace.
No. Can I have initials, please?
B.
B.
And C.
B and C. Bob and Charlie. They've been together a long time. They used to call them Robert and Chuck, and it wasn't as quick as Bob and Chuck.
How about Benny and Chet?
Nope. No.
All right, I'm done guessing.
Benny and the Chet.
Bert and Kurt?
Chet.
Bert and Kurt? Did they go with that rhyming thing again?
Boomer and Carton.
Oh, New York.
Dun, 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 dun,
Carton's
dun.
The one who said that the Jets are being looked at by the Bush.
Yes, he was. And then I posted the link, and then I got accused of saying it. It was a magical thing. I actually posted the video of the gentleman saying it. I wasn't saying, I agree, or I'm hearing the same thing. I'm saying, here is Craig Carton, host of a very popular show in New York City, saying that he is hearing that the Bush family is talking to Woody Johnson of the Jets to move them to St. Louis, which, for the record, I thought was crazy.
It's odd. The first part of his scenario, Woody Johnson becoming ambassador to the Great Britain, I think that has happened.
What?
What? You didn't hear what I said, or you just zoned out there for a minute?
No, I didn't really hear.
Under an overpass.
No, you said something about Woody Johnson being named a
I believe diplomat. He was named the ambassador to Great Britain, and that was the first part of this scenario the guy laid out, where Johnson's going to have to
get rid of the Jets. That was part of that.
You know? But that was, I guess, the major market? Top 20?
Mm-hmm.
Doug, did you know that there is a mid-market top 20?
No, I wasn't
aware of any of this until the Seamaster sent me the link.
Mid-market mean market size is what, 20 to 50?
Now, if this would have meant something to our bottom line, then I'm interested. Otherwise,
No.
So the cat, why he kept saying, which list are you looking at? Because he showed me that there's a development in the mid-market. First off, I didn't think St. Louis was a mid-market as much as we joke about St. Louis.
Well, not being in top 20 really
killed. So St. Louis is 21
it
for the
really,
record.
It really hurt the TV stations because there's a lot of national ad buyers.
They say we only buy top 20.
Blanket buy.
Why can't they just
20.
Buy top 25?
Well, I guess they could. But
maybe a phone call wouldn't hurt from you
if
today.
We get MLS, are we back in the top 20?
No.
So, Doug, we have breaking news.
We have breaking news.
Now, of course, Bill and Rookie in Green Bay are number 20.
Why wouldn't
I would think so. It's cold up there. Sometimes they can't get to work. Can't get there.
Eric Zane in Michigan, he's 19.
Where in Michigan? Just plain old Michigan?
Let's see. What's the name of the station? 107.3 WBBL.
At Lansing?
I don't think Lansing.
They say in Zane in the membrane.
Mm.
They put that on the billboard.
Number 18's in Austin, Texas. Bucky and Aaron.
Oh, yeah. Bucky got his tooth fixed, finally.
Number 17, The Drill in Jacksonville.
Oh, The Drill. Yeah, he was up on.
That's a four-man squad, Tim. I'm looking at him right now.
Number 16, Mike Taylor in San Antonio.
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, we go way back.
He just looks like a big old fan.
Oh, he's just a fan.
Number 15, DJ and PK.
DJ and PK.
The initial show.
They're in Salt Lake. And number 14, the Ryan Kelly Morning After in St. Louis.
Oh, wow. So after the top 20 big markets and then the first 14 medium markets, we're 34th?
I don't know if it's ranked necessarily by quality and therefore we're 34th, or if it's top 20 in that market, top 20 markets. And then top 20 in mid markets.
But
we got beat out by Dusty and Cam in Portland, and I knew it had happened.
Yeah.
What did you say last week? We better have a good show. We're going to get Edge. You knew that it was coming.
Well, I knew what Cam had planned. And I'm going to talk about Jansen. I'm talking about Dusty's co-host.
I'm just concerned if we're 34th and our market size is 21, does that mean our differential is a minus 13?
Run differential.
Yeah.
Number 12, the Franchise Morning Show. Doug there in Oklahoma City.
I like them because they got some guys that seem to be in worse shape than me.
They put together a nice group, though.
Sharp and Benning in Omaha.
Benning's got some nice pipes.
Border Patrol in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I've heard of Bob Fesco. Did we lose to Bob Fesco?
Is that
I've heard good things. I think about that. And I'm being serious. I don't know.
Forget his first St. John. I knew him a little when I was there. Nice guy.
Doug Norris and Long's number 9 there in Baltimore. Howard and Jeremy, they're in Buffalo. The Opening Drive in Birmingham. They're number 7. Fesco in the Mornings, number 6.
Jeez, we did lose to Fesco.
Well, I mean, Jason hired him 10 years ago.
We could have gone pumpkin picking.
The Morning Animals, number 5.
Now, that crew, boy, you don't know what's going to come out of their
mouths.
Oklahoma
City, Ken Carmen and Tony Lima in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
The Wake Up Zone in Nashville. The Cat, you probably would like that one, too. Fan Morning Show in Pittsburgh. And Bernie Miklas in St. Louis gets number 1.
Number 1 in the mid-morning.
Jason, of course, a consultant for 101 ESPN.
Right. And you think that's connected?
No, I'm just saying.
I think it's important to establish.
Because that was a serious joke.
Now, what about Kevin Keatsman in Kansas City, who is one of my favorite talk shows?
He does Afternoon Drive.
Oh, so these are
morning shows.
Are they 101 really hires Jason Barrett as a consultant? They need him to tell them what to do?
Would you like to say anything? Seamaster will stay out of it.
And my mic is off.
You said you will respectfully withdraw from the discussion.
That's the job we all want as a consultant. That's the job you want. Just to come in and give your opinion and say, well, yeah, I don't like this and I do like this. Whether everything's fine, you still got to come up with something that you don't like just so you can justify being a consultant.
That's what suits do. That's what my brother does.
What are you, suit?
He goes to lunch a lot and then realizes he hadn't done anything for a while. Then he meets with the GM and says, we got to shake things up. I'm seeing some trends. You got to whack somebody.
Right.
And then you fire somebody. And then you're back to having lunch for a while. And then you
got to look for somebody else. So that takes up all your time.
And then you, after a while, when you realize that you have nothing tangible to show for what you've been doing, whack someone and hire someone.
Sure. Yeah.
Suit. That's what you do with a suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do we get that gig?
I don't know, but the best thing
would
be
a nice gig. Why don't we do that?
Make a top 10 list or top 20 list and then the people you work for, you put them on there, and that's a way to, generally speaking, maintain your stability of employment.
Doug, are you upset another station named themselves The Fan? Didn't know there was more than one fan station. That's from Mitch in the morning.
I think there's about 10, aren't there?
I know there's one in Toronto that's actually 590 The Fan.
Is it really?
And then there's one in Minneapolis that's The Fan. I know of that.
New York's got one, don't they?
WFAN. I think they call themselves WFAN, though, not The Fan. Donnie Imus was there. He had some thoughts on the Rutgers women's basketball team.
Unfortunate comments about their hair.
Guys, do all shows ranked on Barrett's list get a free bathroom? The Cat, that seems like it's more in your department.
It doesn't seem like a great business model.
Doug, where did the late night score land? It's from Mitch, Let's Touch Chips Cumstein.
Don't say Let's Touch Hips.
Tips.
He didn't say that.
No, that was a late night show, apparently done in a bar where the microphone was more on the people at the bar than it was on the people actually doing the broadcast.
Which was a good thing sometimes because the host would sometimes fight, right?
Unfortunately, there were a couple of incidents in a parking lot.
It was actually a scrap or just a verbal fight? It wasn't really a scrap.
I don't know if it got physical. It was about to get physical. I know I was told that.
Huh.
Helen Fitzgerald's the location.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite spots.
Oh, did you see it?
I live right there. I didn't see it, no, but I was in there just the other night.
Good thing the non-gay was there to break it up.
Tim, could you go back to Fan Sports 590? That's from P-Hump, Hall of Famer, for the record. Doug, remember that Fan Sports? That's what it was called.
Yeah.
But when you take a step back, the hell is it? The hell's a fan sport?
Fan Sports 590, yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
I was at something last night, and they were saying, now, what radio station do you work for? And my wife said, oh, 920. I go, thank you, honey. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
For helping out. Oh, I forgot, 590. Well, you guys have moved around a little bit.
We moved a little bit. A little bit.
1380 to 920 to 590?
That's right.
Well, we started at 590.
The woman station was just something that hit me like a bolt of lightning.
Right, we're at 590.
Doug, we were at 590. Now, you weren't there for that.
No.
You joined in 2007. That's why we're going to have this big gala for your 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
In 2007. From 2007 to 2010, we were at 1380. From 2010 to 2013, we were at 590. From 2013 to 2016, we were at 920. And from 2016 to present day, we're at 590.
I remember when I first started there at 1380 with the little station above the sex shop. And I was on crutches because I just had Achilles tendon surgery right when we started. And I'd be climbing up these steps with crutches, clutching onto my large Arnold Palmer, and fell a couple times going up the steps, dropped the soda all over my... And I began to think, maybe radio isn't for me.
But then you overcame that because that's what you do, and now you're beloved.
Yeah.
But later at 1380, you and I would... park at the casino parking lot and have to hide and
crouch
then scurry
down.
And then scurry to the station.
Crouching tiger, hidden Parker, whatever it was. And then we came out once and Tim had his car window bashed.
Yeah, in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the month of January is the 25-year anniversary of sports radio in St. Louis.
As in this month?
Yes, this month.
What? Doug, watch this. Wow.
1992, January 1992, KSP came on the air. And, you know, if Dan can get away from all of the...
easy.
Ratings.
I don't think he writes about those anymore.
But no, I'm talking about TV ratings.
Oh.
But that would be a nice little article. 25 years of sports radio in St. Louis.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk to you again. Tim, do you think the morning grind would have cracked 13, being as how they had Martin and all? That's from the Bounce House Man Blouse.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. Lost the linchpin to the whole deal.
What do you mean? I mean, the cat and I are still...
Yeah, but, I mean, the ratings went down, so when he left, so obviously you lost the linchpin.
What?
Yeah, we lost the linchpin and we replaced it with...
I'm doing my best to bail water out of the boat.
You're no Big Shush. You're great and all, but there's only one Big Shush.
No. Well, that's true.
Tiki and the Turtle used to bleed through on this show. Does that count? That's from Boof's Lesbian Experience.
Tiki and the Turtle. Yeah, they were together quite some times, I remember. Boy, that turtle was a card.
It's nice when your wife is like, yeah, 920. Oh, no, that's not it. Thank you, honey.
I don't think my family members even know that I work in television. I still get calls sometimes while I'm live anchoring the show. My phone is going off in my pocket. You don't know yet that like 6:25, 10:25, probably not a good time to call me, really? Oh, well, yeah, we forgot.
Do you ever leave your...
I think I'm an accountant somewhere.
You ever leave your ringer on in a live shot?
No. I permanently have it on mute just so that doesn't happen.
Because I used to work with a producer who enjoyed checking everyone when they were doing their live hits. Oh, yeah. He would call them up, next guy up, he would try. And every week or so, he'd get somebody, get a ring on the air.
Yeah. That Derek Gould's going to join us on the other side of the break. There is news regarding the Cardinal hacking scandal. And Derek has that this morning in the Post-Dispatch online at stltoday.com. We will talk about that with him next on the Appliances Counter phone lines. This closes out the BP credit card, 7 o'clock hour. Don't forget, Tullamore Dew is the official Irish whiskey of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Send your emails in for the Hot Shots email of the day. Your thoughts on the rankings. Are you surprised that we got beat out by the Morning Animals?
I guess I am. I knew they had a good year. Yeah. I thought we had a better year.
They're right there on the edge of good taste, though.
Yeah. You know? I find their content offensive, and when my kids are in the car, I don't know what to explain to them. Derek Gould, 8 o'clock, and your emails, Hot Shots email today. It's Ryan Kelly. Morning.